Eve drew short breaths as she sat in the depths of Morca. Spores lazily drifted in the air around her. She could feel them gathering in the back of her throat with each inhale. The words within her stopped beating against her mind, but now sat dully in her throat. She felt the words fluttering against the back of her teeth, waiting to spring out into the world once again, waiting to be sent back to their owner, ready to reveal her. Just a little longer, she thought. Just a little more time. All right, now we're recording. We did it.
Was that you? Oh.
I thought that was your mouth.
That's what I thought, too.
Looking against your teeth.
I kind of didn't want to check.
He's sitting right next to you. He's doing some weird shit.
Oh, I don't like God. That.
Yeah, that's my secret ability. I can clack against my teeth really hard.
Gross. Welcome back to Wild Sea.
Wild Sea.
We're back for another episode. We're back for another episode. I am joined by. I'm going this way around the table. I normally go this way.
Holy shit!
Michael Thomas Grant,
that's
Sam
me.
Gulo,
yeah,
Will Mercer, and Dylan Ballard-Nelly, and of course me, Joe Prado, your DM. We are getting back into our next session. We are joined again with Michael Thomas Grant. Welcome back, Michael Thomas Grant.
Hi, I'm. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You did listen to a little bit of what did happen to you.
Only what happened.
Only what happened to you and nothing else.
That by request.
You definitely did scream a lot more than I wrote down.
I do remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh shit.
These will be put in. Perfect. One more. Clean take.
I'm sorry.
I finally said it. Jimmy, when you're editing this, can you put in a hut, hat, hut,
hide?
Perfect. Thank you.
And then a smashing.
Perfect.
Get out of here. In looking at my resources, I am realizing that there are some very interesting things that I could do inside of this Leviathan's organs.
Okay. Please don't kill it.
No.
All right. Well, we'll get to
this. Harming it would not go well for you, Venek.
Dude, this is so much cooler stuff than harming stuff sometimes.
I don't like the way you said that.
By the way, Venek's going to be the guest on the next episode of Dissecting Dexter now.
Perfect.
Because of what was just said.
Yeah, you guys got to come over and we record that. Sam and I have already recorded 7 episodes.
Of Dissecting Dexter.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's great.
I've never seen the show.
It makes it all the more interesting.
Yeah, that's the fun of it.
It's really fun. All right, I'm going to start with you, Luca.
All right.
The Elder Wishmaker towers above you, Luca, looking down on you with a solemn frown that is exaggerated by his many years of age. Slowly, his posture softens, and his lips turn into a gentle smile. He sits on the jut of carved wood within the dark, cramped space that you find yourself in with a pained grunt. He looks at you, your eyes nearly level, and says in a parental tone, "How did you get here, little one?" He invites you to sit in the crude wooden bench across from him.
Thank you. Lucas sits down and just... Well, so like, okay. I didn't know this was here. I was just trying to climb the tree because I got stuck down on the tree.
An adventurous young one you are, aren't you? Climbing beneath the tree beneath the dock. What are you hoping to find?
The door up.
He smiles at you. He says, "Little one, you do not need to lie to me. You don't need to be afraid of my actions. You're welcome here. I want you to race."
Oh, cool. Thanks, man. Oh, you're that guy. You're the guy who's doing the race. I knew you from somewhere.
My name is Helios. Please call me that. And your name is...
Helios.
Is Luca? You just arrived today. You were the last ship to pull into port, weren't you? Don't be surprised. I know.
Are you psychic?
And he smiles while also like putting his finger to his temple and just says, "Yes, Luca. Yes, I am."
All right. What number am I thinking of now?
All of them.
Dude!
He kind of chuckles to himself like... Luca,
that's so cool.
From what I understand...
Yeah?
You're new to this race. Are you not, child?
Oh, yeah, no. This is... Me and Sai were like, let's get in the race. And so we decided to do the race. And not... I don't want to brag or anything, because, like, you're really important, so it probably wouldn't be, like, that impressive, but I am a captain now.
I'm sure that you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you excited for the race to start?
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, it's going to be, crazy, you know? And I'm hoping, like, to meet Plucky Patty.
Oh, and he smiles. Says, I think you will meet Plucky Patty, I'm sure.
You'd know that because you're psychic.
I doesn't take a psychic to know that your paths will cross eventually. I'm sure you'll cross paths with most of the racers that are out there. This is a very ambitious race, young one.
Yeah.
You understand what's at risk.
Well, like, I know that, like, I'm at risk of, like, getting really sad if I don't meet Plucky Patty. Mm. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, and I felt like this was a last chance, because I don't know if anyone told you this, but apparently this is the last time they're doing this race.
No,
I didn't. They're stopping it for some reason.
I did hear that it is the final race.
Yeah. Of course you'd know. You're like...
You got me, yes. Yeah. I do know that it is the final race.
Cool. What? Yeah, cool. Cool.
Child, what do you wish for if you were to win this race? Because when you win, if you and your crew survive this race and come back with all the trinkets, you get a wish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Sai did tell me about that. Yeah, and I remember thinking, like, what's the one thing I would want? And, I'm going to pull out my headphones and the Walkman and just kind of hold it towards me like, have you, like, heard, like, old music? Like, music from the before?
Yes, I know what music is.
Yeah, it's, like, I feel like there's not enough people who know it, and I feel like if more people really heard the music, they'd be... you know, brought together. And so
unity. Yeah.
Yeah. That was my wish, is like, I want music to be spread to the world so it can come together as one.
Luca, that's a very beautiful wish.
Yeah. I thought so. Thank you. Wow. Thank you, dude.
No, thank you, Luca. That's what I'm really hoping for. I know things are dire, but I'm glad that you have that vision. I believe in you, Luke. I think that you will find that coming together with music.
Oh, man, Mr. Helios, can I call you Mr. Helios?
Of course you may.
Mr. Helios, that's like really cool of you to say. Am I still holding his drawing at
this
point?
Yes, you're absolutely still holding his drawing.
Oh yeah, this did you draw this? This is really nice.
No, comes from a very long time ago. I want you to keep it though.
Oh really? That's cool. I know it looked like I was trying to take it earlier, but I was, so I'm sorry.
And he chuckles to himself, it's a hole in a tree. You should help yourself to whatever. I know surviving in the wild sea, you need whatever you can, even if it doesn't look important. I understand.
Whoa.
And he stands up and he says, Luca, I want you to hold on to that. And I want you to know that picture comes from a time where prosperity and peace did exist. What you're wishing for once existed.
Oh, cool. Am I psychic?
can be. He stands up, and again, it's very cramped, and he says, "Child, I will not ask any more questions of you of how you got here or what you're doing. You're not in trouble." But
That's good, because I was doing some stuff I probably shouldn't have been doing.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah.
But may I return you to the topside to your ship?
You're so cool, Mr. Helios. Thank you. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Of course. And he puts out his hand, and you see, like, all these tattoos, like... He's wearing this dark, long, scratchy robe that's made from, like, this really heavy cotton fiber that's just aged, like, turned black with age. And his dark skin, you see, like, there's this stars and constellations that are all connected that go all the way down to his fingertips. They're nothing unusual. They're just tattoos, but he reaches out his hand to you and invites you to grab onto it.
I'm gonna put my... hand, quote unquote, whatever you want to call it, in his hand.
Yeah. The minute that you grab onto him, it's not even an instant later. Like, your eyes immediately have to readjust to how bright it is outside compared to the dark space. It's just like you were just moved without feeling anything. And then you're standing beside the Morca. You're standing on the ship, and the Wishmaker Helios is there standing with you, smiling at you, and says, "There you are, my child. It was a pleasure meeting you." And he shakes your hand.
"You too, Mr. Helios. That was crazy. Hey, buddy." And I'm just going to start patting Morca.
And Helios slowly...
That was your one wish, to get back to the Morca.
And that's it.
It's void now.
It's void now, yeah.
Yeah.
Where is everybody else? I'm going to get to you in a second, because I know where you're at.
Yeah.
You're still tripping out in below decks. Are you coming back to the ship?
Yeah, I'm probably coming back.
Okay, you've come back to the ship.
Like yeah, maybe same time as...
Yes.
Cool.
You come back to the ship, and you see the Elder Wishmaker walking down the dock with his hands behind his back, and he just nods at you as you pass by.
Is it unusual to see him?
It's out not here? Unusual, but it is a rare sighting.
He's walking away from the Morca. Yeah. And so, like, I see him. Luca, Morca, and I.
Yes. You've seen the action, like, maybe you've just rounded and you've seen that he was just shaking Luca's hand, and that now he's walking away. And he passes by you and he kind of gives you, "Revdrin, it's very good to see you."
Would I know his name?
I've
gotten a wish from him.
I don't think you know his name.
Okay, cool.
I do. You've gotten a wish from him, but I don't think you know his name.
Cool, yeah. Wishmaker.
Yes.
Strange to see you so close to my own vessel this time.
Just doing the rounds, friend. Good luck in the race. And he walks away.
Thank you. Rush on over to Luca to see what the fuck just happened. Luca!
Oh, hey, Rev.
Were you talking to the Wishmaker?
Oh, Mr. Helios? Yeah.
Mr. Helios?
Yeah.
He told you his name?
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
It doesn't normally give that information out. People know the other Wishmaker, but the first one is a mystery even older than the Wild Sea itself.
Oh, he's a pretty cool dude.
He's a dude.
Yeah, look what he let me have. And I'm just going to hold up the drawing. Like,
yeah, you see this. It looks to be drawn in, like, some sort of colored wax.
Uh-huh.
One person, like a stick figure in, like, this robe, makeshift robe, standing in front of a sun, mm-hmm. with, like, big rays and orange, and then a bunch of other people kind of gathered around it. Very, very much like a third grader drew this.
Got it.
On a piece of parchment, which is something very, very rare.
Right,
see.
Right. Well,
it's cool, right?
Yeah, feel like it might be an omen. Why don't you keep it safe, Luca?
Yeah, it's a gift. You don't just, like, throw that away.
Yeah, but safer than anything you've kept in a long time.
At this moment, you hear the orca go, and it, like, opens up its mouth and goes, and you see Venik crawling out from the mouth of the orca.
Oh, that went
Lucky you, yeah.
Venik, you were covered in all types of viscous and just, like, saliva and guts and bile.
Great, perfect.
How you feeling?
At home. This is like, so I can talk to the Morca now?
don't think that's what that means.
Oh, I'm saying how much of him did I get in my mouth?
You, quite a lot.
Because I have,
All right, explain it to me. This is where it starts to explain.
Consume a specimen to gain a brief burst of sensory information related to the specimen consumed.
While you were in the Morka, you...
Tell me what happened.
You ingested so much of, like, the inner body of the Morka. Because I think when you got in there, first it was a fight, but then it's like, nah, fuck you, I'm eating this.
Yeah. not any of, like, the permanent structures. Like, right. Maybe, you know, if there was, like...
Yeah.
If he had, like... An errant hemorrhoid, you know.
You found so many of those.
I'll get
a lot of them.
I'm here for this undead monstrosity's health.
I just want to say thank God we didn't go with you coming out of a fruit from the tree, because we wouldn't want anything given to the audience that could be drawn into some sort of erotic art.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And this can?
This is fine. This is fine.
Okay.
No.
This
one.
Is reverse vor, Sam.
I said it.
Wait, you think someone's going to corrupt what just happened?
No.
Definitely not medic.
Let's get back on track. You took a sample, and I think you were able to get a good understanding of how the body structure of this ship works.
Great.
And so you were able to come out through the front rather than the tight spots in the back. But you were also able to consume some of the spores that Sybin has kind of integrated within this.
Uh-huh.
And so you do now have kind of like this... temporary communication, telepathic communication with the Morka.
Okay. I think he might take a little bit of the opportunity to like see what is wrong and see what bit of like decay has happened that like isn't helping the symbiosis of
I'm going to stop you there. There isn't really an issue with the Morka that you need to be focused on.
So that's actually
we have great dental.
That's actually 100%.
We just see Vennett get thrown up, and he's like immediately back towards, just like, get me back in there, get me back. What the hell's going on?
I just need to know if I'm coming out with like a tooth or something. That's it.
Tell this man if he has a tooth.
Do I have a tooth with me?
You don't have a tooth, but I will give
a hemorrhoid.
I'll give you a hemorrhoid. I'm not going to give you a tooth.
Give me a hemorrhoid. All right, great. That's all.
Twist my arm.
I've got.
Twist my arm.
You have a hemorrhoid from the Morka that you can sample and use to communicate further with the Morka in future cases.
Great. I just got to know.
Just a part of the Morka. It does not need to be a hemorrhoid.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm backtracking. Yeah. I don't want to keep saying hemorrhoid on my podcast.
I mean, all right.
You've spoken into existence.
Damn it, you're right. Just write hemorrhoid.
I did.
I did
already. Great. How far below them is the mouth?
I think it's just below the thrash. So you guys kind of see, like, mm-hmm. you hear Morka more than you see him,
mm-hmm.
and then he kind of upchucks, but now you're just, like, below.
I'm using the nostrils as, like, handholds to climb up. Well, and you guys have rope rigging on the outside, right?
There's vines, yeah.
Vines and stuff? Okay, cool. And then I just do the
yeah.
normal.
Yeah, you climb up, no issue.
Vennett!
Hey, how much time did I lose?
The equivalent of asking what year is it?
Yeah.
Time is different inside the Morka.
What's it been? What did we say it was?
Like,
I'd
three
say
hours?
Maybe about, yeah, 3 hours.
Like 3 hours.
Fuck.
Or so. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Okay. Has Teen Wah done any public stuff or anything?
Not that I'm aware of, but I believe Luca here went to go investigate the Underdogs.
Oh, yeah. You're so helpful. I'm so happy to call you a cousin.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah. So what'd you find out?
Oh, yeah. So Teen Wah's ship, I think they're up to something.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Probably.
And the sky's blue.
Yeah.
Whoa. You're right.
Yeah, I'm kind of psychic in that way.
You're not going to believe who else is psychic. Mr. Helios.
No, I can't believe that.
Yeah, wait, who's Mr. Helios?
The elder of the two wishmakers gave his name freely to Luca.
Oh, yeah, he gave me this too. I'm just going to...
Vennick vomits.
You can't speak to the Morka anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I can't talk to the Morka anymore.
A lot of like bloody granule, like it's, orca bits come out of you.
It's bright red. It looks like I just ate like a red velvet cupcake.
This is definitely a better out than in situation.
Nah, it's fine. I'm sorry. He gave him his name.
Yeah, and a drawing.
I was still holding the drawing up.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that like, is it like wax?
It's parchment.
Wax on parchment.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys can't have it though.
Wait,
I'm gonna fold it up and just shove it into my jacket.
That's like pre-V, like old world. Okay.
Yeah, we don't really deal with paper much anymore.
Pulls Rise aside. He's like, "What the hell is up with this guy?
You know,
he's the luckiest.
Yeah, your fucking guess is as good as mine.
I mean, what are you guys talking about?
We're talking about you.
As you guys are standing in the dock, kind of communicating, you see some dock workers kind of start to walk up and kind of do some tending, but they're kind of eyeing you suspiciously, wondering. They're nosy. They're getting nosy.
Yeah, I'm gonna glare at them.
They glare back.
Great.
Like unthreatened.
I'm gonna join.
Everybody's glaring.
Oh yeah, we're gonna.
I'm waving.
Big angry face will move along.
All right, yeah, they all clear up. Hi, guys. Sorry, Will, I tried to get them to come down, but they just didn't want to.
I don't know.
How's this? How's this?
why don't we take this?
Look, all right, as much as I love glaring at everybody, and threatening people is very fun, especially when you're next to me.
Brought me to the intended ship.
Let's get down.
You guys still talking about me?
Yes, but we're going to do it inside now.
Come on, Luca.
Okay.
You guys go down into the Morka, and the first thing that you notice is that there's a giant spore cloud that is starting to spread throughout the Morka. Luca, you know a little bit about this. You've seen this happen sometimes. You know when this starts to happen, this is something like, you might want to give Sybin some time to himself.
It's my me time cloud.
I'm sorry, do you want us to join him or not join him? What are we doing? Yeah.
Real mixed messages, DM.
What's going on? What do you want from me?
What do you want from
also,
me?
Also, I have to establish one thing before we go any further.
Yes.
And because I know it's going to come up again, do iron bounds need to breathe?
So, no is the answer to that, but
great.
Spores are very unusual in the wild sea.
Oh.
They don't necessarily affect your respiratory system, but spores can grow on you.
Okay.
And so that could potentially take over you.
Got it.
So okay. There is still a danger to spores, even if you are a construct.
Copy.
So we see this as we're going down. We haven't like entered the spore.
As you enter in, like everything's kind of clear as you enter, you get below the tree and enter. But then you start to see like from the back where Eve is, you see like spores coming out. So it hasn't fully infiltrated, but it's there. Sybin, are you still with Eve or have you come out?
Yeah, I think I've been explaining to her that the walls breathing is actually happening here.
Okay.
And part of the process.
Yeah. That makes total sense. Yeah, so you don't see Sybin.
But it would probably, I'd probably only be a little bit with her once I realize she's found her power, and then I'll leave her to it.
Gotcha.
I'm going to say, as we see these, since I recognize it's sort of like the I need my me time type of sense, at least in my head, I know that's what it means when I see these. I'm going to try to hold on, guys. Sybin needs a minute. Let's go.
But before you do
that. And then we go back outside to the dock and we keep glaring.
Actually, I'm going to stop that. That's reverse. Sybin comes out. From the spores, you come out.
Sorry, guys. I just need a minute. Can you go out?
Man, being a DM is hard. I'm
sorry. I can't win.
No, can't
win. No, that's our job.
We're never going to leave this place.
Is this your purgatory?
This is hell.
This is hell.
Wishmaker's Isle is hell.
I'm going to wow. I'm going to commune with the Morka to have some of the respiratory orifices suck this in and toot it out.
Okay.
Just get the spores back into the wild sea where they belong.
I was thinking more blowhole, but you know.
No.
Fair.
You see you see Sybin around the corner where all the spores are. And there's spores kind of like slowly coming off of them, but it's coming off slowly now. And he puts his hand against the wall of the Morka, and you just see all the walls kind of start to clench and kind of like a lung breathing in. And then you feel this gust of air just kind of like flow past you, and all the spores are sucked out. And then you just hear this, and all the spores are cleared.
I feel like Venek probably, as soon as he could see or feel the spores started to cover like his, because he doesn't know if it's something that he's immune to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey man, I'm gonna need to figure out if you're trying to like take over my body at some point if the spores are just going to be like covering the ship at any point and they're mind control spores. I'm kind of a little bit protective of my mind.
What makes you think I mind control, Venek?
You telepathically connect to the ship,
mm-hmm.
Which means that you can not only take over and control a living being or communicate with a living being.
There you go.
But it means that you can potentially, I don't know, you can get in there, and I don't necessarily want you in here. Is there something that we can do to, is there a deal that can be met?
Oh, I don't want to be part of you.
As much as I love getting negged, Let's figure out some sort of.
What do you need from me, Venek?
I don't know yet. And I'm gonna figure it out. I just need to. I'm gonna go back to the dark room and work some stuff out later. Okay. I just need you to know. Can we not have like rooms full of spores to walk into? I
literally got rid of them for you.
Yeah. After we were in the room full of spores, can that be doable?
If you walked into the room, I don't see how this is on me.
I tried to tell him you needed your you time.
And my spores are quite visible, Venek. I wasn't hiding anything from you. I don't understand your...
Can you not fill entire rooms full of spores?
This was for a necessary purpose, Venek.
All right, then just, I don't know, send a whisper. Let me know. Shoot me a text.
Sure, let me just conjure a whisper for you.
Yeah, man.
You know, to be fair, Venek, I don't think you want to go down that path because it might be like a telecommunication thing.
Right, exactly. That's the thing. Is
Whoa.
You are not connected to my mycelial network. You're fine.
Hold on. Sire, are you psychic?
No.
Oh, God, that was going to be weird.
No.
So, you guys are all together again. You guys regroup and share your information, all the stories that you have. To kind of recap what we're going to do next, party's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the last big shindig where you guys can possibly meet captains. The Wishmakers are going to be there for sure. It's just kind of like a formal farewell and good luck. Everyone now knows that there's explosives beneath the dock. Highly volatile explosives.
Also, I would tell everyone, 25 ships gone.
25 ships gone is a whisper that you picked up from Eve, a whisper that you also intercepted as well.
So we both have 25 ships gone.
Yes.
And there's 50 ships.
Man, that's a bummer.
Game over, man.
So you guys know that with that combined information that there may be a plot brewing.
Before we go, can I wave walk around the Morka and just check in for anyone that stuck something to my baby girl?
Yes, that could be one of the things that we do the next montage.
Great.
You also have Eve's track, which is to disconnect Eve from whatever force that she is giving mm-hmm. whispers to. It's a three track. Two have already been marked off. One more, and that solve is fixed. Mm-hmm. And Eve has also told Sybin that she has a lot of information that will help them.
Once they're disconnected.
Once they're disconnected, but she can't share that yet. Mm-hmm. So, with all that going on, what would you like your next plan of action to be? You want to do a sweep around the ship.
I want to do like just a quick sweep. You know what? I'll just touch it and ask it if it's good.
Okay.
And then once I have that, I think I need to rest because I'm not looking great.
Okay. Gotcha. I will say that this next montage will be the end of the night. Okay. I think that'll just be really easy because I do want to get to the start of the race.
Sure.
At the end of this. So your montage is going to include doing a sweep and then going to bed.
Yep.
Okay, getting a rest. What would you guys like to do?
I might put a little bow tie on.
Sure.
Okay.
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically, you're going to go to the race or to the...
The party.
The party? Yeah.
Okay. What do you think?
I am first going to go to the party for at least a little bit to give the key card back.
Okay.
And then the one thing that's going through my head, because everyone kept saying it, is your ship needs a name. Yeah. So I'm going to go back and just go back to my room, put on some music, and just write down names until I find one I think works for the ship.
Okay. Gotcha. Is that going to be a healing montage or is that just going to be a creation montage?
It's just going to be a creation montage. Okay. It's because I'm doing one of the most difficult things Luca can do and using my brain to think of things.
That is going to be really hard.
Yeah.
Okay. Ryze, what are you doing?
Out of all the allies I've made.
You've made a lot of allies.
I've made a lot of allies. I see, I hear this idea of going and sweeping, like making sure some people's ship is okay. Mm-hmm. Out of my allies, who's closer to me?
I think distance isn't a too big of a deal. I think you'll be able to sweep at least three ships in this time. If you don't do anything else, you'll be able to get three ships.
I want to try one because I also want to see if I can give. I want to also try the Eve track, so I want to talk to Eve and I want to sweep maybe one ship.
Okay.
Or if
Lucky Patty.
Whatever. Which one?
Gotcha. Yeah. It sounds like I'm going to give everybody three rolls on this montage.
Cool.
Let that be what it is.
Okay.
Cool. All right. This is awesome. Who wants to start?
I will say I will use one of my roles to help Ryze sweep, since I'm kind of scouting around.
Your ship would be helping Sybin, sweeping an ally ship.
Sweeping it. Well, because I'm traveling to the party and I'm going to be out and
about. Yeah, we can like hit one at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Break off.
Let's agree on which ship that's going to be.
We are technically allied with Milo Star. I don't think we should take it any further than this dock.
No.
We have Plucky Patty, which I feel like she's accomplished in her own right. Uh-huh. She's got a hell of a crew on there, and I'm pretty sure that if anything went shady with them, they'd probably notice.
Yeah.
We have the captain of the Dandelay.
Dandelay is...
Livery Windsor.
Livery Windsor. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
You'll be getting a crewmate from him soon.
Chances are they also have a pretty...
Good crew
and keener eyes for their ship. There's Sarah Greenwright of the Perseverance, mm-hmm. who we would get on the sea for sure. I don't think we've made an official alliance, but they're not going to be somebody that we're going to...
They're not undercutting us, yeah.
Exactly. And who else do we have? We have one more.
Captain Starwisher said he'd be our ally.
That's right. Captain.
That's Captain
Starwisher.
I mean, Captain Starwisher is one of those people that he's smart, but I feel like.
So he's a good ally to have, is what you're saying. You're welcome.
I would. He's the kind of person who, if he owes you a favor,
yeah,
he'll be frustrated about it, but. I kind of want him to have to owe us a favor a little bit. Venek does.
I think it's a toss up between the Perseverance and Starwisher ship.
I think Perseverance is good. Of the people that Venek actually just has like genuine respect for, of like pirate privateer mm-hmm. kind of like code stuff, it's like that would actually be tragic if something undercut just a high performer like Sarah Greenwright.
Yeah.
You know? So I think...
They're here every year, and they always do great.
And they show up, and they're not like...
Okay. Captain Sarah Greenwright is your final option?
Yeah.
Final option.
All right. Cool.
She dies.
We will get to that. Yep.
Congratulations. She's dead.
She is dead. Perfect.
You chose poorly.
Let us start with Sybin.
Ooh, got to sweep that ship.
We're going to sweep that ship. How are you going to do it? What do you want to do?
So I'm going to communicate with the Morka and feel through it to feel if there's anything attached to me.
Okay. Build a pool.
All right, sir. I'm going to go with instinct on
instinct
this one.
Instinct is a good one.
And I'd say this is probably Gaudium because I'm going through its sensories. So it's the language of us communicating through the mycelium.
I'm going to use the language to talk with it. Yeah, perfect. Do you have any aspects that you want to use? Any resources on you that you want to expend to add more dice?
No.
Okay.
That is a six.
Hey, ooh. 6, 2, 3, and 4.
That's excellent. Six, no twists.
With a 6, you are having a chat with the Morka. And he says, "Hi, Simon."
Hello, Morka.
You had a friend inside of me.
Mm-hmm. How was he? Was he good?
He was not gentle, but he helped me with some things internally that were causing me hurt.
Oh, that's good to know. Remember, buddy, you can always tell me about those things, and I'll send him right back into those vents.
Okay, I might take you up on that offer.
Of course, we gotta have you running as good as possible. We're gonna beat other ships, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
Are there any, like, explosives on your belly or anything?
you use your senses. Okay. And because he goes, explosives? But you connect with your network and you kind of, like, feel what he feels. And you try to look for any abnormalities on the belly. Everything feels normal. Everything feels perfectly normal. But you do hear a growling. He feels hungry.
You're hungry, bud?
I'm hungry.
What are you hungry for?
Something yummy.
Okay, I'll go get you some sweets.
Thank you.
And now instead of healing, I'm going to go get him some sweets.
What would your choice of sweet be?
What do I have on the dog?
It needs to be substantial.
Oh, I know.
I think whatever, there's a lot of feet. So for like the big creatures like this, typically it's kind of like farm stock is what really feeds them. I think his favorite would probably be like mint leaves, like big
great
bushels of mint.
I'll get mint leaves and I'll mix some sugar in there and just...
you spoil them. You go out in the dark.
He's going to be racing.
Go ahead and see if there is anything left because it is towards the end of the night.
Great. I guess sense and instinct for that one?
Sense and instinct.
Try to find something?
Detect, intuit, react. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good.
5, no twist.
No, is that 2, 5?
Conflict.
No.
It's 3.
Gotcha.
That's the one you're looking
5.
At.
5. You're able to find some mint leaves, but it's not going to be enough.
Okay. So I get some. I'm going to get some mint leaves. Is there anything else on the dock? Like. Children,
this
or...
would be your. Does the Morka eat people?
But he can eat meat.
So the Morka does eat meat.
Orcas do?
Orcas do eat meat.
I think he's omnivorous, if we're being honest.
All right, that's canon.
He knows
now.
Everything?
Because he's what? Half mole? Which.
Half mole.
Which eat
people.
People.
Famous. And half orca.
What do moles eat?
I think...
I genuinely don't know the answer to that.
Say grubs and stuff.
Grubs, okay. Bugs and such, which there's plenty
of. We're getting a little more carnivorous now.
I don't think there's going to be anything that you can find in the
that's farm. Substantial enough?
I think a lot of the supplies have already been bought up and a lot of shops are closing.
Great. Okay, then I will give him a snack and say, we're going to get more on the open sea tomorrow, buddy.
And you climb down into the waves and you kind of feed us as... Thanks, bud. And he just chomp, 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 chomp.
You're welcome, pal.
Eats it. He's good.
So that's 2 rolls.
That's 2 rolls.
And then do I get 1 Healy boys?
Yes, you're going to go into your station.
Yeah, I don't actually have a room. I kind of connect with
where?
The ship.
Where?
On a wall.
Any wall.
Any
okay.
wall I want.
Gotcha.
Does it look like when, you know, like the like frat prank where people like duct tape you?
Duct tape to a wall, yeah. But it's just flesh. It's just... like fleshy tentacles coming out of my skin. And
I was thinking, Jones. Scene.
You just kind of go.
Yeah, definitely.
Not a frat boy duck.
No, you just kind of
both work.
It's like above the ground. You kind of hop into it.
What is Davy Jones?
but a frat boy.
I was thinking more sci-fi body horror where you just see like someone grafted into a wall.
Also,
The thing I was saying was also a little sci-fi body horror.
True.
Frat boy!
Duct tape.
Frat boy body horror.
It's the thing that happens before the body horror part.
Yeah.
Correct.
What sets up the...
Okay. So now we're going to go into recovery.
Cronenberg frat boy.
Recovery. Each option requires a resource or appropriate environment. The resource can be spent automatically and take the conflict result if desired. Use recovery table. I'm going to say that you're in the right environment. You're in home. You are living off of the Morka.
Yeah.
So you are doing that.
I'm going to use the 10 skill.
Cool. Excellent.
More like the 10 drill because he's got tendrils.
And let's see here. What are, like,
Is this healing everything? Is this healing one aspect? How do the work thing work?
A six, it's a triumph. You heal two marks of damage to an aspect, ship, rating, or injury track. With a five or a four, it's a conflict, healing one mark of damage to an aspect. And 3, 2, 1 is a disaster. Add an extra mark of damage to an aspect, ship, or rating, or injury.
Okay, wow. So essentially I have to pick an aspect with which to heal.
Yes.
Great. All right, well, I'm going to heal.
You're basically building a pool, but
great.
The bigger the pool, the better chances.
Got it. Well, I mean, 10 just makes sense, even though it's not my biggest. And I guess tides, let's roll with this?
Sure, yeah. I think working with an animal, yeah.
A six.
A six. Hey. Perfect.
You heal two marks.
Heal two marks of damage to an aspect. And that is your montage. So you three are going to be together for a portion.
Yeah.
Or what are you doing first, Luca?
I'm kind of wandering through the dance, just like taking in everything, but also trying to find Milo Stars.
Okay.
Because I know I have to give him back the...
Gotcha. It sounds like Luca's going to head off to the dance before you guys go.
Mm-hmm.
Or you guys go to the dance first and then the last thing...
I think we walk him like a quarter of the way and then...
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to the dance.
You're not going to the dance at all?
No, because I'm ship sweeping, talking to Eve.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Then let's go. Let's do the ship sweep first.
Okay.
You guys go over to her ship, which is Sarah Greenwright's The Perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It is almost looks like it's made out of a tree, like a tree that's turned sideways. The bark is still on it, and there are saws and kind of like centipede arms on the sides of it that have been tucked in for the moment. The dock is starting to quiet down, so people. Darkness is starting to come over the land.
Yes.
And people are kind of wrapping up. You see that there is still dock security, keeping everything safe, that they've been assigned to kind of keep the ships protected. They're taking notice of you, but they're not telling you to go away. They're not stopping you, but you do see some people watching.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, the crew is starting to hunker down.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys do?
I suppose the best place to plant an explosive would be on the underside of a ship.
Yeah. Do you want to tell her we're here, or do you want to just do the congenial drop-in?
We can probably just do the congenial drop-in.
Great. Can I?
Please.
I know he looks to Rise with like, is it okay if I do this? And he's going to reach into the kind of the tangle of your body,
uh-huh.
and find a handle, and just sure. kind of raise his legs up and just like let you get us wherever you're going to get us.
All right, fantastic. Yep. Well, okay.
Perfect. I was like. That,
no, yeah, you're good.
That looks like the consent side of your face.
Yeah,
is that
you're hanging out on the happy
side. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, we'll wave walk down.
Cool. So yeah, build a pool. It's gonna be wave walk in what?
Iron?
Excellent.
Or tides. Tides is searching?
It's tides. Tides would be better.
Tides.
If you want to roll any skill to help him out on this,
I'm observing as we're traveling.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what would be the weak point of the ship.
Gotcha.
Which could be study, could be outwit. And then sharps. Just like my knowledge of like where, if I was going to do this, where would I do it?
What would you like to use?
I mean, I would like to use outwit.
Outwit it is. Because you're using that. Keep in mind, you guys are rolling together.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever pops up, you guys are both going to have to suffer the consequences of.
Okay.
Reading the rules of this.
Okay.
There's a high.
Ooh.
Double fives.
No sixes.
A four and two twos.
All right, so we got some twists going on. So with two fives, it is a conflict. You guys dive down into the waves. You hop down and it goes down into the thrash of brush and twigs. You are able to grab on. You're able to maneuver yourself around the ship. And you guys spend some time going, climbing through the branches and the leaves, surveying the bottom half of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
To the best of your ability, Venik, you're watching and kind of looking at all the places, observing the weakest point of the ship, where it would be. And there's nothing about this ship that says weakness. It is a very sturdy underbottom.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you're kind of looking at it, you guys go around the back. You see that there are some metallic bottoms there that kind of help with like gliding and moving and maneuvering. And you figure that would be the weakest point.
Yeah.
Still no explosives.
Okay.
No dangers there. Everything seems to be intact. It is when you guys come back to the front of the ship, do you lose your gripping? And suddenly you fall onto the underdock.
where everything is. And you fall there, and there's nothing there. No crates, no bombs, nothing. Nobody's there. But you guys are now in darkness, and you're trapped beneath unless you want to try to crawl your way up. That's the conflict.
Okay, cool.
Do we want to twist it?
Yes. What is the twist?
So they swept the ship. They didn't find anything, but they did fall to the underdock.
Yes.
And it's completely dark. They can't see any crates, right?
Yeah, no crates, no nothing, no people are there.
They hear a faint whistling that's starting to get closer.
I'm going to go with Sam. That's narratively really interesting. Yeah, you hear whistling coming from around the corner at the very end of the scaffolding.
Right. Is there anything on them that would signify that they can see in the dark?
Can you guys see in the dark?
I'm a Ketra. I was raised literally underneath.
Under dark. Do you have any aspects?
I don't have any. That's the thing.
Do you have aspects that allow you to see
in the dark? I don't have aspects that allow me to see in the dark.
So no is the answer.
I grew up in... I'm comfortable in darkness, but I don't see in the dark.
Your ancestors absolutely did, yes.
Yeah.
I was born in
dark. I have an aspect that can let me see in the dark.
Is it the glowing?
Yes.
Okay, that would give you away immediately.
Of course.
Do you activate it?
Let's see here.
Because you have to consume a resource to do that.
Yes, correct. I think I'm going to hold. I'm with Vennik.
Okay.
The two best for this.
There's one guy coming.
Yeah.
We'll just hold.
If this turns into a fight, it's fine.
Yeah. I love that. Luca, you get up to the party. At the very top of the tall shank, where the core of the tree opens up to the many sprawling branches nearly 100 feet above, is a banquet hall with great ornate walls and sprawling string lights. The space has been cleared away of any debris and clutter and serves as an open hall for people to dance and converse as a lively band plays a variety of music. Hanging 20 feet in the air, suspended by the high-tension cables, is the Wishmaker's Sphere, a polished redwood orb nearly 25 feet in diameter. There are no openings or seals, but it is rumored to be where the Wishmakers live. You enter there, and the dance is a bit lackluster. There's only a smattering of captains here. You wouldn't know if this is normal or not. You do see Captain Milo Stars standing by like the edge of the table, kind of just watching what's unfolding, which isn't a whole lot. You see this strange captain with giant amber crystals on his shoulders. You see the Wishmakers. You see Mr. Helios, your good friend. He looks at you and he smiles, he nods. And then you see a younger, more wispier Wishmaker. Kind of the same tattoos, balding. He's paler, but still the robes and kind of a mischievous look in his eyes. Then, of course, you see the one captain that you do know, Miss Plucky Patty. She is there, and she's surrounded by one or two captains, and they're kind of conversing, telling stories very loudly. She seems very gaudy. She seems very loud. What do you do? Again, you get three rolls.
Three rolls.
Montage.
Okay. In, like, would Milo Stars be, like, if I were walking towards him, Plucky Patty would be past him? Or, like, where would they be, like...
I think everybody's really spread out.
Spread out?
All these captains, they kind of want to talk to each other. Plucky Patty is talking to an elderly-looking captain, and then this captain, like, that is made of Krezerin and has, a rose in his chest. So they're kind of conversing. But all the other captains are just at the very far corners of the room. Nobody's dancing. Nobody's doing anything. There's no punch bowl, even. It's just a big, wide-open space. So very opposite corners. You're not going to pass Plucky Patty at all.
All right. So what I'm going to attempt to do, I'm going to make a beeline to Milo Stars and just like hand him the key as fast as I can and then just book it over to Plucky Patty to see if I can say hi.
Give me a stealth roll. Are you trying to hide this or are you just...
I'm not trying to be the most... I'm trying to just kind of like, hey, here, and then walk away.
Yeah, you're going to give me a stealth roll, yeah.
All right. Can I try Grace and Flourish for that?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's within your capacity.
Five, two twos
and a three. Excellent. You go up to Milo. He, again, this very, like, it looks like a cactus with, like, a round middle section. And he's just kind of standing there, almost unmoving. And you go up to him, he kind of looks down at you with whatever eyes that he says. And you go up to him and kind of hand him the card very slyly. And
hey, how you doing?
He just puts out his hand. He grabs it. And then you walk off. And you hear clinking following behind you.
What's the twist?
The clinking is whistling.
Thank you, Will. The clinking is
whistling. What's the twist?
So what is
he thinks it's a conga line. You did it with so much flourish that he thinks it's a con- that he that, yeah. that you now have a man full of bombs doing a conga line.
I think conga line. I really like the idea of a conga line. You do it with such a flourish, like, here you go. And he misreads it, and suddenly you feel like two arms on your shoulders and just this clinking, like, dun dun dun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm okay, dude.
As you turn around, he goes to turn around and does kind of like lift his legs up and his arm up in the air, and he starts dancing.
Another person joins.
Yeah. You see. Suddenly, everybody in the room is like interested in the conga line.
Like, as this is happening, like, I want to say hi to Plucky Patty, but then also in my head, it's like, this needs better music. So grab a tape, plug it in, plug in my braids, spread my wings as walking. My name is Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
And people take notice. Everybody takes notice immediately. You and Starwitcher, or no, excuse me.
Milo Stars.
Milo Stars. You guys are starting to conga line. People take notice. Back down to the ship. You guys are in the underdock. What are you guys doing?
I think we're holding for this guy to possibly pass us.
He is walking down the gangway towards you, whistling. Okay. You guys are listening. Sounds normal. Ardent feet.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes. Otherwise, you can't make anything else. Just the whistle.
Okay.
I'm gonna play it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm wait. Oh, wait till he gets close, kind of guy. Also, if you and I are just walking down here, no one's gonna stop us.
I don't think we're supposed to be down here.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. Play it off. Play it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll play it off.
Pretend we were making out.
Yeah, fan art's gonna get wild.
He walks out from behind the corner, wiping his mouth, and yeah,
wiping over.
He uses some of the cloth on his glove to
that's gonna scratch the screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
We'll walk by. Just
he readjusts his clothes.
As this person gets closer, a light flicks on. An electric torch pops on, shines on you two. All this is occurring, and you hear a voice go, "What in tarnation you two doing out here?"
Something you won't tell anyone. Right?
Reverend Rise? Vennick?
Hey, how's it going?
This is weird.
It's the last race.
This is also not the weirdest thing that's happened to me today.
You guys are blinded by the light. You cannot make out who is on the other side of this torch.
Oh, we can make out.
Especially on the other side of this torch.
Yeah. Okay.
You cannot see Yosemite.
Hey, who's on the other side of that torch?
Well,
who is this weird to? I want to know who this is weird to, actually. Can you show me your face?
I didn't say nothing about being weird. I'm okay with this.
No, just, yeah.
I didn't think this is going to be a likely couple. This is all types of wrong that I kind of like.
I mean, this is...
It's weird. I'm gonna wait down at the end for you guys to finish up. But you ain't supposed to be down here.
Oh, we're not supposed to be down here.
No.
Oh, okay. See, that's the thing. I just transferred ships, so information has gotten a little.
And rules were different when I was sailing. You know.
So
I'm learning a whole bunch right now, aren't I?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys just finish up, go find another secluded spot for your secret rendezvous. I won't tell nobody, this ain't good for me.
Can I walk up and turn the hand that's holding this flashlight and like see whose face it is? Just so he can know that I know what his face looks like.
See, here's the thing. I can make you roll for it, but that is going to count towards this montage where you only get three rolls.
No. It's,
but I think
you can let me know if he lets me do that or not.
I think he instinctively backs away. He's like, hey, go away from me. Don't touch me.
I'm just trying to see your face. I just want to know who we're talking to. We're being very familiar.
I don't want to know nothing about me. I don't want to be part of this rendezvous. I don't like this situation. I don't want to be a part of it. I'm just going to walk away slowly.
Out of all the captains we know, it doesn't sound like a captain.
This is not a captain.
It's not a captain. This is not.
We're probably fine.
Yeah. Great, cool.
All right, you can have fun.
I keep edging a little bit towards him until he starts moving away.
I don't want to be part of this.
No, I just want to know.
You do not have my consent.
I just want to know who I'm talking to. Like until
I don't want you to know.
I know. I'm just
leave me alone.
I'm just
get back to your making out.
Well,
strange lovers.
The moment's ruined, actually. So yeah, we're just gonna go.
I want to know who ruined this moment.
Yeah, who ruined.
I didn't ruin shit.
I keep walking towards him.
I'm supposed to be here. You're not.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't even know who you are, so I don't even know.
Keep it that way.
How do we not know that you're not supposed to be here?
Yeah, we start moving.
Leave me alone.
He starts booking it.
They're trying to make me kiss him.
Oh, there's worse things we could have done.
That was absolutely. There are hundreds of things worse we could have done. I don't know if that was the best solution, but
I mean,
it got us the right results.
I mean, it was that, or we have more food for the Morka. So, she seemed clear.
I didn't see anything on it.
All right. How close are we to the Elenet?
What do you want to do?
If you need to go, you
I do want to do the Eve thing. Yeah. I get three rolls?
You get three rolls. You've used one so far.
Do I think I can... How many rolls is it going to take to help Eve?
It depends on if you do good or not. Right. Like, if you get a disaster, then that can cause a burn.
Right.
Which you'd have to undo.
Okay.
But if you get a conflict or a success, then that will mark the track, but with a conflict, something strange might happen.
Okay.
So those are your chances.
I think I can. We can do it. We can go to the Elenet.
I mean, just to see,
Yeah, just to see.
All right, you guys head towards the Elenet. Luca, everybody started this conga line now. Everybody but...
chick-chicky-boom.
Everyone but the Captain of the Crystals has joined. Captain of the Crystals on the shoulder. An ardent-looking person has joined. He's just scowling off to the side watching everything.
But Plucky Patty's joined?
Plucky Patty has joined.
I like this idea that you're still trying to get to her, and she's just in the
line. She's on the tail end.
Yeah.
Both of the Wishmakers are in the conga line as well. Music is still coming through your wings. You're just walking around nervously.
I am trying to, double back to Plucky Patty if I can, but it just keeps sending the line.
Trying to Ouroboros it.
Yeah.
Plucky Patty's in the middle, so you keep turning into the middle, but then she breaks, pauses, and lets everybody kind of walk through it, and everybody's kind of come on, man, just walk in a straight line. What are you doing?
I'm just eventually the song's going to end.
The song ends, and everybody kind of cheers as you, claps you, and everybody's clapping as you're like, yeah, that was perfect. Thank you.
Yes. Why I came here. Yeah. and at that point, I'm just gonna kind of wave at everyone, and then just really nervously, kind of like a child would walk up to someone who they're nervous to talk to, approach Plucky Patty.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of just starts to disperse. And everybody kind of goes back to what they were doing. But Plucky Patty sees you, and she goes, "Oh, hello! That was a wonderful conga line, young man."
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. It's nice to meet you. She puts out her hand.
I nervously go to shake her hand, and I don't know how much I've discussed about his past lives with you.
Lucas, a little bit, but not too much. A little bit.
Because, as I shake the hand, it's even fainter than what I felt when I saw the Elenet, but I just a warm feeling kind of fills Luca, but not just I met my idol, it's a warm feeling. It's good to be with friends.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's this immediate connection between you two.
I don't know if she feels it all, but I feel it. And as I feel that in that moment, I get less nervous.
Yeah.
And I just kind of smiles.
She smiles. She sees the change of you and she goes, very nice to meet you, Luca. My name's Plucky Patty.
Of course, you're my hero. I loved everything I've heard about you, everything I know about you. You're You're like so cool.
That's very kind of you.
Thank you.
Is this your first race?
Yeah. Wow. No, I was honestly, I heard this was the last race and I thought like, you know, this is the last time maybe I could get to like meet someone like you. So you really, I joined the race because you're my hero.
I'm really glad that I could give you those kind of action to inspire into action. Like, I love meeting people like you, sailors who want to take their own initiative. And I'm so glad that I was able to inspire you to do something like that.
Okay.
It's a shame that we can't be sailing together, you and I, but it'll be a very good competition, you and I, racing on the seas.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I really hope you win. It's going to be great.
She smiles. Is there anything that you want to do in this moment? Do you want to try to foster a better relationship with Plucky Patty? Are you trying to get information from her? What are you trying to do? You're just trying to make your presence known?
Just my presence known and talking to her. And spur of the moment, as I'm talking, like, you want to be my ally?
Ally? What ship do you belong to?
So we don't have a name yet, but it's Morca.
Oh, you're from the Morca. You're with Rise, aren't you?
Oh, Padre, yeah.
Yeah, Padre, yeah. Yeah, him and I, we had a chat. Yeah, I think I'm already aligned with you guys, yeah. And she gives you kind of like a suspicious look. She's like, yeah, we talked today, yeah. We had a very long talk about how it would be in our best interest to be allies.
I'm his captain. So, oh, like, really? That's really cool. Yeah.
She looks at you like, oh, all right. Okay. Hey. go ahead. Do you want to make a roll here, or you just want to? I would say if you're trying to get on her good side.
I'm very much hoping I'm making a good positive impression.
Let's roll to make a positive impression.
Okay. What about grace and sway?
Yes. I think you're going to try to charm one of your heroes. And you know what? I think I'm going to have this... I'm going to make you add a dice to this because I think you've already kind of wooed her with saying, like, you're a big fan.
And a conga line.
Right now, you're at the most happening part of this party.
A full room conga line?
I swayed someone using music.
Of six people, yes.
Double sixes.
Two sixes, a four and a five. Excellent job. Patty is so endeared by your genuine reaction, while also knowing that you are like allied with what she considers one of the nicest people on this dock. She looks at you and says, you know what, Luca? I really appreciate your spunk. I think you've got what it takes to win this race. I think it would be very useful for you and I to be allies.
Yeah.
What's the twist? What is the twist?
I think she gives him a token. Of that allyship.
A token of allyship. Wow. Yeah, I think that's going to be it. Yeah. She digs into her pockets, and she pulls out what looks to be like this blue gem surrounded in like this metal band with a hook on it. You know it as an earring. She hands it to you and says, hold on to this. Whenever you're in trouble, whenever you're out and about on the seas, I have a sort of reputation, as you know. But if you say that you're friends with Plucky Patty, and you show them this, they'll know who you are, and that you'll get safe passage wherever you're going.
Thank you. This is so. I'm just like reaching into my pockets. I just grab one of my tapes and I hold it out for her, just like.
Oh. You don't need to give me anything.
But I. You sure? Because I want you gave me and it's nice.
I will happily take this from you. Is this, a tape?
Yeah. If I can run back to my ship because I've got an extra player,
I think I've got some salvage underneath where I can play some of this.
I think you'll like it.
What is it?
I didn't even think of what tape I grabbed.
I think she looks down and she says, like, oh, the Ramones. Interesting. I'll have to check these out.
I think you'll like it.
Thank you. I really will, Luca.
Thank you.
I gotta get back. I gotta schmooze some people, but I'm really glad that you and I connected here.
Friends. Yay.
Very good friends.
And Luca's gonna like just turn and just like like not even paying attention to stuff around, just run back to his ship, like clutching on to the pearl, the gem earring that she gave.
All right, perfect. Yeah, you rush back down to the ship. She watches, going, strange guy, and you just gleefully like fly down the ship at an amazing speed with your new token in hand. Sybin, you notice something strange. You're connected to the ship. You feel what the ship is feeling. You're in your sleeping mode, but you notice something changed. Can't tell what it is, but you just feel that. I'm gonna let you know. Hold on to that, a little nugget of truth. You boys, down below. You guys are walking around. You find your way to the Tinoa Ilanat. You get there to the bottom of the ship, and you're expecting what Luca described to you, those bunches of crates with all those explosives. They're not there.
So I was thinking if I could actually get a sample of it, I might be able to replicate it, counter it, something like that. Do they think, does it look like they loaded it all up, or?
It's just gone. There is no opening to the bottom of the ship. It's just a classic wooden ship, but there doesn't seem to be any alterations to the bottom of it, not that you know of.
Yeah.
And you even look to the ship adjacent, which is kind of like more metal craft. There's nothing there either. It doesn't look, just all the crates are gone.
Okay.
Or if they're even there to begin with, you don't know.
Yeah, we're trusting Luca.
Oh, man. I can't tell. I can't tell if he's telling me the truth.
No, to be honest, I doubt even they know what truth is.
He could have made up that guy's name.
Sure.
Like, I don't... He could have, yeah. Like, I don't,
behind you.
Like he's just kind of like frustratedly pacing, but he's gonna pull out his knife and like try to wedge a barnacle off, or like whatever the equivalent of a barnacle off of the bottom of the ship.
Yeah, I'd say you get like a big encasing of Krezrin that's been attached to the bottom of the ship.
Sweet.
You pull it off, it's goopy in your hands.
And then in the space where it was, just carve like a little rune, just like as we're talking.
Sure. You see all this happening in front of you. This seems pretty practiced.
Got it.
Yeah.
Does this do something?
You know, it... If my experience in the Morka has helped at all, it's that it helps to have someone on the inside. I just need to make sure that I still have that.
I see.
Yeah.
What do you write? What do you carve?
It's a rune. It's probably about like a series of runes, probably about like a foot across, maybe, that just basically means. I still have yours. Do you want it back? But it's going to be, it's not in Low Sour.
What is it?
It's going to be in Brass Tongue or Rockaspit. Rockaspit.
I know a little bit of Rockaspit.
Well,
you might. Un poco. How much?
One.
You're able to see, have yours.
Got it.
And then back. That's what you're able to recognize. Mm. Yeah, and then it's carved. No issue. I'm not going to make you roll for it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, nothing else seems to be happening down here.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, that's like, that's as much as I can do without doing a lot of damage, and I feel like you might not be...
It's probably not wise to have us be so close to that kind of fallout.
And if people if planting bombs, it would put a target on our back.
Yeah. We should probably not be some of the last people seen down here.
Yeah.
You looked at the ship that you wanted to inspect.
Right.
It's clear. It is clear. You guys are saying that it's clear. You went over to the Tinoa. There is no bombs there.
No bombs.
You carved your rune into the side of it.
Cool.
Unless you guys want to find more ships and observe more things, I would say that you guys either try to get out using the gangways or wave walk. Just climb straight up above.
Do you think we can just take the walk?
Let's just take
take the walk?
Let's take the walk, yeah.
Somebody already technically knows we're here.
Yeah.
You guys take the walk, and it is surprisingly empty.
Okay.
You have no issues. You don't see anybody else on the way out. You're able to exit with no issues.
This is so fucked up.
This is a weird one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. If we see any people who would take us seriously on the way back, I might stop them and be like any other captains or like any old.
This again, it's so, now we're late at night. Everybody's kind of closed up.
We know, you heard a whisper about 25 ships.
Yeah.
Out of the ships that we've seen, which might only be like 4.
Yeah.
None of them.
Yeah.
Had a bomb on them.
Which is possible, but
it's possible.
Less than likely.
So what if they're somewhere else?
Like a
party.
Do we crash this party? I mean, I know we have business to attend to on our ship.
Yeah.
But.
Well, you were heading back anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the person I was looking for, I would have been looking for at the party. Once we fell down into the base, I was going to.
Oh, yeah.
I just figured, all right, yeah, let's leave that for them. So, yeah, let's watch our back.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is. I mean, normally there's at least like a couple ships worth of crew that are getting messed up around this time. So like, let's that something's in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So what do you guys do? Who's going to the party? You going back to the ship?
I'm going to go back to the ship and start inspecting stuff.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go back to the ship and I'm going to try to talk to Eve a bit.
Okay.
See if maybe we can get a little
you
more.
Guys. Like it immediately like not nothing being there made it go defensive tactic immediately.
Yeah, it's good to know what the problem is when you don't.
Yeah, it's like let's make sure there's no problem.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys head back to the ship. I think everyone kind of gathers back. Luca's already back at the ship and he's dancing on clouds, basically saying like Plucky Patty's my friend, Plucky Patty's my friend. But you also see that Sybin is in the walls, sleeping, casually, very quietly.
Will's role-playing this really well.
Yeah.
Very
early.
Yeah, you guys get down on the ship. It is night now. Like, it is quiet. As you guys are kind of walking onto your ships, you see that a lot of the crews of the ships have, like, crew patrolling their docks.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's kind of, like, on edge, who's been experienced and knows what's kind of going on, so... The top side of all the ships are being heavily guarded and protected and watched.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that going on. You guys were able to see that. That's not very out of the ordinary.
Right.
But there are no alarms going off. There's nothing really anybody's saying.
That's another thing. If you think that they were going to hit 25 ships, that one out of catch. N of these 25 ships would notice and raise a hell about it.
Yeah. You know, and I can't tell if you and me being on the same ship puts a target on our back, or if us being part of a crew of 6
means
we're not a threat.
Yeah.
If it's, you know.
All right, you guys are on the ship. Everybody's together. Luca, you still got one more roll. You guys have 2 rolls?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And Will's spent.
I'm gonna talk to the ship. I'm gonna try and connect and see if there's anything that I can recognize.
Okay.
Like from like a chemical, like an alchemical perspective.
Okay. This is going to be your second ingestion of spores.
Are there spores just all the way in it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's growths and things like intertwined.
I don't think this thing is alive without these spores.
Correct.
Yeah, fair
one.
So yeah, you can go up to the walls, scrape up some spores and ingest it, but this will be your second time today.
Yeah. Can I, can I try something? I kind of want to make a temporary creation, because once per scene, swiftly craft a one track creation without needing to roll. So I think I might take my chart, my homing chart, which is like the little thing, the compass and a disc.
Yes.
And
what you're trying to do, I don't think would necessarily.
Yeah. I think I know what I can't eat. And I think I know what I might be able to.
What do you got? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna mix this homing chart with a whisper, forbidden food.
Okay.
Because explosives are the one thing I can't eat.
I like that a lot. Yeah, you absolutely do that. You have a one-track item that allows you to locate things that you cannot eat.
Yeah. That's my little
so stupid. I love that, though. That's so good.
Non-edible compass.
All right, go ahead and roll to use it.
Okay, I'm gonna. That's my concoct and my instinct.
Concoct and instinct. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, two twos and then a four. So that's a twist and a
conflict.
And a conflict.
You put all the things together and you really focus hard on like all the things that you've consumed and what you know that you cannot consume. And you put that energy into this compass as you're holding on to it. Like, I think there is a part of it that kind of like pierces your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of detects everything that you are about.
Yeah.
So go ahead and take a mark of damage for that.
Okay.
For using this aspect. But then it guides you further and deeper into the Morka.
Yeah.
And as you're following this, it kind of takes you deep into the belly of the beast itself. What does the interior, all the organs that you can access as a crew look like? Like, can we access the heart? Can we access the organs?
There is an area near to the heart room. That is our warmest area that okay. we use for growing.
Gotcha.
That's where the roots of the tree lead to.
I love this. Are there any other exposed organs?
I mean, not necessarily. Most of them are pretty pushed to the sides and over time have been kind of pulled back by the mycelium to not be exposed to walls in case someone was to trip and hit something.
Okay.
I'm guessing they're, like you said, kind of pushed to the side. They're accessible by at least you, I would assume.
I mean, I could make them accessible if we need
and
to, yeah.
It's okay. Probably the kind of thing where like they're not open to just anyone seeing, but at the same time, like if someone were to get aboard the ship
gotcha.
And just like start breaking through things, it wouldn't be impossible for them to find it.
Okay.
Right.
Gotcha. So I'm going to build on this. You are taken down into the literal belly of the beast.
Sweet.
And they're like.
And he's hungry.
As you kind of go deeper, and this is the first time that you've kind of really fully explored the place that you can walk around
in yeah, the market, yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
just the interior.
Not the air vents.
You go into this space, like kind of deep buried underneath everything, and you see like all these organs have been pushed aside to the walls. They're just kind of like Luca and Simon have made space to kind of crawl around in here. It uh-huh. is like it's very strange. Like some of these organs are dying, but these gray patches are interfused with like roots from the tree, along with like this psilocybin like fungus spores that are kind of like have mushroom caps coming up, like just like pulsing with this life as every heartbeat keeps everything alive in here.
Yeah.
But you get towards deep into it and you see that the stomach, which is originally a very large part of this ecosystem within the body,
yeah.
has been like pushed to the side, shriveled and kind of dried out.
Mm.
As if it's not very important, as if the fungus and the spores and everything
are doing the digestion for it.
Exactly. Yeah. Or photosynthesis is giving it energy, whatever the spores do. But you see in it, there's this mixture, like it's almost translucent now, how malnourished the stomach lining is.
Mm-hmm.
And through it, you can see like its most recent meal, which is a giant mix of like all these swaths of like oversized spearmint leaves, which have been fed to the Morka. But you can also make out distinctly five spheres that are glowing faint red.
In the stomach?
Inside the stomach.
Okay.
And that's where we're going to leave off in this episode. Thank you for listening. Check us out online at roleplaygamepod.com, where you can find links to our socials and all of our other episodes. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/RPGPOD. Again, that's roleplaygamepod.com and patreon.com/RPGPOD. Thank you again for listening.